Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy Thanksgiving. It is a beautiful day in Minnesota, albeit cold. I hope that you have much to be thankful for. I certainly do. And I know if you look deep, you will find something wonderful to be thankful for. I am thankful you're here with me today. I hope you're cooking. I hope you're spending time with people that you love. It doesn't mean your family. It means people that you want to be with. So I hope you're getting some of that today. Josh Wheeler is with us on the board. Josh, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What are you doing this Thanksgiving, Josh?
I'm working at WCCO Radio.
Are you here all day?
Till 3.
Till 3.
Yes.
Okay. And then hopefully you will catch up with your family.
Yes.
And you too will have a Thanksgiving meal. Yes. And to everybody who's working today, we see you and we know that you're out there working and it is a holiday. Hopefully you'll get a comp day. We certainly do here at WCCO Radio. And again, grateful for this job, grateful for our listeners, grateful for Josh coming in today, grateful for the ability to work at home because I am still in my PJs. And every Thanksgiving, since I started at WCCO Radio, which is 13 years ago at this point, I started in 2012, I have told this story. It began on my night show because I had a night show from 8 to 10, then it was 9 to 11, then I did the afternoon with John Williams, then I did the afternoon with Paul Douglas. Now I do the morning with Adam Carter. And when I started at WCCO Radio, I was very newly divorced. And it was a very painful time in my life because I don't think anybody really wants to get divorced. And I started sharing this story, my Thanksgiving story. It's hilarious and tragic and meaningful and painful and funny. And it's all of those things. And I share it with you because Thanksgiving, as any holiday, can be fraught with emotion. Yes, if you have a wonderful, loving, or messy family, it'll be great to see them. But if you are alone, and that happens, or if you've experienced loss or pain, holidays can be painful. Certainly the first ones that you experience after some kind of trauma. So I share with you my story this year. Once again, I hope you get some meaning out of it. I hope you laugh a little bit, and I hope it resonates with you. Here we go. It was the first Thanksgiving after my husband, my first husband, had moved out. It was 2011 Thanksgiving. He had the kids for the holiday, and it was my very first ever holiday without them. I decided I was going to work early in the morning after 5 years of being unemployed during the recession. I had gotten fired from my anchor job. I finally had gotten a job working for Paul Douglas. He hired me at Weather Nation to launch his national weather channel, which is what I did. And I had hired young producers and we were a 24-hour weather channel. So what I did was I told as many of them as I could to take the morning off and I went in and I covered their shifts. I was going to be alone, for goodness sake. So that's what I did. I had just started dating Mark, like 3 weeks before. It was very, very new. He hadn't met my kids, like we hadn't exchanged friends, nothing like that. It was very, very new. But he insisted that I come to his family's for Thanksgiving when he learned that I was going to be alone. And reluctantly, I agreed. Because you can't work all day. Paul even wouldn't allow that. At some point, I had to go home. So when I got home from work, I started making my uncle's pecan pie. Okay, it's a fantastic recipe, but as my uncle makes it, it requires rum and sometimes a lot of rum. So I began making the pie And I began feeling very lonely because at this point I was home from work. I was living in Eden Prairie in the home I was raising my children in, and the house was silent. My children were with their dad, and the trauma of the divorce was sinking in. And I was lonely and miserable. As I continued to bake the pie, I added rum to the pie. And then I thought, oh, okay, a little rum sounds good. I began taking sips. And more of the rum went in the pie, and more of the rum went into me. And so on and so on. More pie, more rum for the pie, more rum for the chef. So as you can imagine, I had been up early. I'm sure I didn't eat. By the time the pie was ready for the oven, I was loaded, absolutely drunk, knockered. I put the pie in the oven. And by the way, it has to cook for like 70 minutes, so it takes a while. And then I just crawled upstairs to my bedroom. I flopped on the bed and I began to drunkenly cry and sob about my situation. Yes, it was a whole full-on pity party that I was happening for myself on the first Thanksgiving without my kids. Nothing funny about it, by the way, other than maybe how I looked at the time. Mark came to pick me up. And I said to him, there is no way that I can be around actual other humans. I am a total mess. I haven't met your family. I am a complete disaster. And he looked at me and he said, clean yourself up, grab the car or grab the pie and get in the car. You're coming to Thanksgiving. Mark does have this way of being very persuasive. So I obliged. I washed my face, changed my clothes, got the pie, which somehow turned out well, and I got in the car. This was a big mistake. I arrived at his Aunt Carol's house, still drunk, but now drunk, sad, and a mess. He was trying to introduce me to his family as if I was a normal person, like a normal functioning human being on Thanksgiving and his new girlfriend. But let's be real, I was a complete disaster that should not have been in public. Still loaded. Again, I'm still drunk. I'm sure Mark probably got me a glass of wine. I stumbled into the bathroom at Aunt Carol's house. I crumpled onto the floor and I just began to sob. I started crying. I couldn't control myself. And yes, of course, the rum was helping let all of these emotions out. People who needed the bathroom began to knock on the door. I didn't even answer them. Thank goodness Aunt Carol had more than one bathroom in her home. I just laid there and I sobbed. And Mark tried to come in, but I locked the door. I kind of yelled at him quietly that this was a huge mistake. You shouldn't have listened to me. I'm not even a person. Look at me. I'm a total mess. I'm embarrassing you. I can't handle this. It was a complete disaster. His mom, who I had just met, she's a lovely person. She remembers this story. She tried to coax me out of the bathroom and said, Jordana, we're sitting down for dinner. Nothing. I couldn't even respond. She offered to make me a plate to eat it in the bathroom. I wasn't hungry. I was a mess. And now my behavior was ridiculous. I was like a toddler throwing a tantrum that locked myself in the bathroom of my new boyfriend's family Thanksgiving. After more than an hour, humiliation, crying, just trauma, the entire meal was served, it was eaten, and it was over. Mark finally knocked on the door. And he said, we're done. If you come out, I will take you home. Humiliated and heartbroken over missing my kids and now making a fool of myself at Thanksgiving, I did escape the bathroom and I fled into his car. I didn't even say goodbye to anybody. I was just an awful guest. I'm sure all of the Grossfields thought I was an absolute lunatic with zero manners, and I'm sure they had a great time making fun of him for having this crazy new girlfriend who probably was not going to last through the night. I tell you this story, friends, because someone right now is having that Thanksgiving. Someone is crying on their own or in someone else's bathroom. They are experiencing pain or loss or loneliness. And I recount this story to reach out to that person and tell you, you don't have to get off the floor. It's okay. You don't have to stop crying. But I tell this story to tell you that it does get better. And that this Thanksgiving could be the worst day of your life. This too shall pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And it did for me. Mark and I eventually got married. Yes, his family forgave me for that insane Thanksgiving. One of the most embarrassing and saddest days ever did pass. And by the way, it gave me a great story to tell on Thanksgiving on the radio. It's been 14 years since that Thanksgiving. My children, by the way, still do this holiday with their dad. They're all in New Jersey, having a great time with his side of the family, and I am so glad for that. By the way, I still make the pecan pie to bring to Mark's family for this holiday. I made them last night, and I will be bringing them a little less rum this year. And we are going. Once again, not Aunt Carol. This year it's Aunt Deb. Aunt Carol will be there. That's where we're going for dinner. And this year, my friends, I'm going to eat the pie. I am going to let others use the bathroom. And I'm going to reflect on how much I have to be grateful for. And my reminder to you, if you are on the bathroom floor or any floor and you are sad, today, this too shall pass. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.